Answers Magazine, Volume 10.2, page 19. Impact. A living canvas for the creator. While John Taylor was crossing a four-story-high beam at a construction site, a gust of wind picked up a large piece of insulation and wrapped it around him, toppling him 45 feet to the concrete floor. It was the first of a series of divine appointments that set John on a path he never could have imagined. During the long recovery, he recognized he had been running from the Lord. Like the potter reshaping a marred vessel, God was using the accident to reshape John for his own use. One day, while bedridden and bored, John asked a family member to bring some art supplies to him. Later, when she saw his artwork, she encouraged him to develop his talent for the Lord. Jobless and penniless, how could he proceed? A forgotten retirement account enabled him to enroll at a Christian college, where he earned an MA in commercial art. While he was returning home from college with a car full of artwork, a pastor friend insisted he meet some people at Answers in Genesis. John ended up showing his artwork to the vice president, but did not receive a job offer. For 6 months, he worked in landscaping, wondering what was next. An art studio hired him, and for 2 years, he did artwork for major toy companies, such as Fisher-Price, Hasbro, and Mattel. Why wasn't God rewarding his desire to illustrate the Bible? Then an economic downturn cost John his job. The Creation Museum called the next day, and John recognized the reason for his time at the studio. "I was under the best artists in the United States for those 2 years, and I needed that experience for the museum." He eventually became the art director on the team building the Creation Museum, and now he's a lead production designer for the upcoming Ark Encounter. Despite long hours at his job, John can't stop illustrating biblical truth when he shuts his office door. Growing up in Brazil with missionary parents, John was always inspired by his father's evangelistic chalk talks at churches he planted in Sao Paulo. About 5 years ago, a women's conference organizer in Brazil asked him to give a chalk talk, and the ministry bug bit him. John started an outreach called Living Canvas, painting at camps and conferences. In a technological twist, he delivers his artistic devotionals on his computer screen. A favorite talk brings to life a potter and clay to illustrate how the gospel of Jesus Christ enables us to glorify the Creator with our talents. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 tells us we are God's workmanship. We may start on the wrong path, so God reworks us and then restores us, molding us to be more and more like His Son.